Bonsoir, hello, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Celebrating the amazing harvest moon. I've just been outside just watching the moon rising up across the valley, and it's absolutely beautiful. I could feel not only the energy of the moon rising, but also the energy of the group coming together. As everyone starts to settle into the space ready for to receive tonight's transmission and coming into that beautiful heart space. So many of you across the globe, and you've been connecting in this way regularly now, though this group has grown bigger tonight than ever before. And so welcome to all those of you that haven't connected here until this time. We're very pleased to have you join us. And for those of you that have been here for each and every full moon broadcast since this amazing post-2012 gateway, whilst we've been aligning the galactic centre with the true energy of the divine feminine within and opening up that powerful potential within each one of us, male or female. And it's been such a wonderful opportunity to grow together, to celebrate the oneness, to encourage and support each other in this growth at this amazing time. And with the full moon energy there, just giving us that little extra, little bit of light to shine through the darkness, helping us to move through the shadows more gracefully. Open our hearts more fully. By the next full moon in October, I'll be with some of you in person in Karnak, and we'll be activating, reawakening, opening ourselves to the heart of the gateway that's there in the landscape, but also aligning that with the galactic centre. And it's going to be an amazing ceremony, and I'm so excited that so many of you will be there to join me in person. And those of you that can't come there physically, we'd love to have you join us there in light. And we've worked so much together now through light across the globe that it will be a wonderful opportunity to access all of these various levels and enable this energy transmission to come right through the physical into the landscape, opening up the heart of the landscape there, the sacred blessing that offers to the planet as that energy ripples out, awakening us further, aligning us. I'm really looking forward to having that opportunity to work with you all, whether physically, those of you that are there, that are coming to the event, and those of you that are tuning in. You will all sense the ripple effect of what's going on there over the course of that week, particularly towards the weekend when we'll be working with the full moon energy. And then the following full moon, I know some of you are going to St. Baume to the Mary Magdalene Cave. Unfortunately, I won't be joining you there in person. I'll be nesting and getting ready to have our baby. But what I will be doing is, and I hope, and I know in fact that lots of you will join in a broadcast to help support the grounding of the energy. So there will be some people that are going to go there physically and take their place in the landscape there. And the rest of us will join through a broadcast and access the light energy frequency and support that to be grounded fully. And so I look forward to the next couple of full moons with you, because it's been an amazing year, hasn't it? And at this full moon harvest time, we can start to really appreciate the fruits of our labour, to start to see what's culminated, what's grown, what's ripened, what's ready for the picking, what's ready to eat. And so you can just consider for a few moments all of those different things that you've grown, and how you've grown, during the past few months and few years. Because some of these dreams and opportunities to develop take time. It doesn't all happen overnight. And some of it can take a long time, and sometimes we can think it's never going to happen. And then at its perfect time, at the right time, that fruit appears ripe and ready. And that's the beauty of the harvest time. To be able to see exactly what's grown. To see how much you've grown. And in the light of this full moon, can drop deep into that. Now you may be aware during this broadcast this evening that there's a slight hum in the background. It may not be quite so loud at this moment, but it may come in a little bit louder. And it won't disturb you, but I just wanted to let you know what that is, because it might sound a little bit like a lawnmower, and of course it's dark out there now, and I'm sure mowing the lawn in the moonlight is quite nice, but that isn't what it is. It's actually the foundations of my house being built. They've laid all the concrete today, and now they're out there in the moonlight and some artificial lights, and they're power floating the floors. And I thought that that was so interesting tonight, because the guidance came that this was our night to have the transmission. And the little part of me was concerned that we would be able to hear this sound, and not wanting that to affect your meditation. And the guidance said to me, but this is the foundation. This is the dream being made concrete, being made real. And this is often what people struggle with at this time, is to actually ground what it is that they want in their life, to see it materialise in the way that they want it right before their eyes. And I remember a long time ago when my guidance said to me, I needed a new foundation. And I could experience that on so many different levels, as I'm sure you have, and I've seen that in myself at many levels, at different times, a new foundation being put in place. But what I was shown at that time was that it was a new foundation for our world, a new platform for our growth and development as human beings. Our ability to grow was now, the opportunity to grow was based on the ability to build a strong foundation, to ground ourselves fully. And that as the new world awakens, this new foundation is built. And from that, we can start to grow and open and receive more of ourselves. Well, it's very physical here today, because it's the foundations of a house, of our home, of our dream manifesting itself into reality under this harvest moon. That's our fruit that's ripened here. And it's lovely to have you all share here at our home at this time, as we celebrate being really grounded in this new world, in this awakened place. Allowing the new energies to come through more fully. Opening the heart. And so as we gather together tonight, I'd like you to consider your own foundation. How strong that is. Whether it's been feeling wobbly recently. As you start to let go of so much, and you've been letting go so much recently. It can sometimes feel as if there's nothing solid anymore. It can sometimes feel as if you don't even know who you are anymore or what's going on. And I know many of you have experienced loss recently. Deep, deep loss. And a grieving for that you've lost. And so this new foundation, this new world that's being created, is grounded in this new heart frequency. And in order to align with it fully, so much else has to fall away. And that isn't always easy. It can be quite uncomfortable, unsettling. But it's a necessary part of the process. It's almost as if without creating that new solid foundation, you can't grow as fully as you need to, as you want to, until you can have that grounded sense of feet firmly placed on an earth that supports you, that you trust, that you love, that you have a relationship with. If your feet are in the earth that you dislike, that you distrust, that's made up of all of this stuff that you dislike, then it's tricky to grow. It's like having your roots in soil which hasn't got the right nutrients in it. And so as a little seedling, it's impossible to get the strength you need to really reach up and not only grow and develop that stem and those leaves, but to eventually bear fruit. And so the ripeness of the fruit, that you've created, that you're manifesting in your life right now, the quality of that comes right back to the foundations that you laid right at the very start. Now, the beautiful thing about working in the multidimensional is that if you didn't get really good foundations set right back there in time, or you didn't get the right nutrients in the soil, or all these different metaphors we could use to getting off to a good start, you can always energetically go back or go to the place where you need to be to create it how you need it to be created, to gain the most benefits from it now and in the future. So there are no more excuses, you know, the ones that say, oh, well, it's not my fault I got off to such a bad start. I didn't get the support, or I didn't have the education, or I was in the wrong job, or I had an awful relationship, or you don't understand how hard it was for me at the start. With the new energies coming in, there kind of isn't really any start or any finish, because it's all weaved throughout all of these different dimensions. And so learning to access where those points of weakness are and altering the energetic frequency of them then gives you the ability to strengthen your own foundations, to bring to you the qualities that you require to stand strong now, regardless of how the world used to be, regardless of the pain and suffering of the old paradigm, regardless of the conditioning and what it taught you and what you think and feel about yourself when you're in your doubting and fearful mind, regardless of all of that, you can change and alter all and any of that so that your harvest, your fruit, all that you're ready to pick, to pluck, to eat and to enjoy is of the highest quality, the most succulent, the most juicy, the most delicious, flavoursome, perfect to your taste, everything you dream of, everything that you want. And so with the light of the moon, bringing all this into our awareness. And I was thinking earlier just how crazy it is to have concrete being poured with the moon in Pisces, and everything's just so wishy-washy and almost impossible to really pin down and make solid. And I just realised how amazing it was to create something solid in such uncertain times, when everything feels so unpredictable and unsettled. And this birthing of a new world comes in waves. And as we allow these waves to flow through us, we become more congruent. There's greater integrity, greater awareness. We start to believe more in ourselves, in our ability to tap into the source of our own true nature and take from that all of the guidance and wisdom required to manifest exactly what we need to allow this life to be peaceful, happy, enjoyable, healthy, whatever it is that you want. Because often when people are manifesting their dreams, they focus too much on what it is they actually want, rather than the quality of that which they want. And as you come more into alignment with the new heart frequency, and you allow your heart to support you to manifest your life, you'll find that those qualities of the heart help to attract the most wonderful things to you. Things that you might not have thought about, that you might not know you need. When we allow peace to be at the heart of everything, when our inner guidance asks to create the environment that supports us to feel at peace and at ease with the flow of life, then everything starts to show up in perfect order, perfect alignment, to give us that opportunity to feel so deeply peaceful in all the changing circumstances that are going on. And so we're going to drop a little bit deeper into that. We're going to allow this transmission of this harvest time, this full moon time, just in the run up to the autumn equinox and all that this energy provides, to really start to see not only what you've manifested so far and how that feels, but what you'd like to change. What is it that if you could go back and just tweak it and make those adjustments, how would you create your new foundation? What would you need right at the heart of you to be so solid within you that you never doubt, that you never fear, that you never worry, that you just know, that you just trust, that you just allow? What would have to change in order for you to feel that? And rather than focusing on all of the things that have happened in the past that have made things difficult for you, or that have stopped you from having the life that you want or doing the things that you'd like to do. Start to instead know that the power and point of change is always in the present moment. And when you're fully present and aligned with the new heart frequency, centered and grounded fully in the new earth energy, then everything that you could ever want, everything that you can ever need, becomes available to you at exactly the right time, when you really need it, anchoring you in more fully to a true sense of being supported by this nurturing divine energy, to feel fulfilled, to know that the whole cosmos conspires to meet your deepest needs and that you're worthy of that. And you can allow yourself to continually receive that. And the more you receive, the more you're able to give, to allow it to flow, to flow through you, rippling out across the planet, back to the cosmos, creating a full circuit of energetic exchange without any blocks, without any hiccups, without any resistance or sabotage or doubt. It just continues to flow, and you're part of that flow. And what we're all learning to do right now, at this fascinating time in our human evolution, is to embrace with grace that flow which is inherent within us, which has no beginning and has no end. It connects us through this great cosmos. Everything, everywhere, as one. We're in celebration of that at this time. If you haven't done so already, now's a good time to close your eyes. I know many of you have got a great deal from the last few broadcasts and have listened to them over and over again and are finding many hidden layers within them and within yourselves as you deepen your experience, deepen your connection, drop more easily into this space of allowing, of receiving, of engaging. This is one of those broadcasts. You'll be able to listen, take it to deeper and deeper levels. And within this broadcast, it's a unique energy transmission. It's going to support you to find that place within yourself that really awakens the true manifesting heart of your desire, of your dreams. Find out what that really means and how to harness that power. It's not a head game. Can't think yourself into reality, though many people believe that they can. It's possible short term, but those dreams come and go and they never really satisfy the deeper parts of you. But when you manifest from your heart, you find that you awaken the dreams that enable you to live more fully than you could ever have imagined. At peace with everyone. At peace with yourself. As you relax now, closing your eyes, allowing your focus to be on your breath moving into your body and moving out, softening you with each and every breath, opening and allowing, breathing in, breathing out. There's nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do. This is a special time, a time you've set aside just for you. You deserve this time. It's a peaceful time, a relaxing time. A time to share, a time to deepen the connection you have to others through your heart space, and to deepen the connection you have to yourself on your own inner guidance, whilst awakening to a whole new level. There are just no limits to this awakening process. Opening like a flower in the moonlight. You're opening and receiving this moon's energy transmission. Imagine yourself just there in the moonlight, receiving its glow, its light shining on you. Show gratitude to the moon. You can look at her, smile at her, open your heart in gratitude. There's so much to be grateful for at this time. You can imagine taking the hand of the person to the left of you and the person to the right, as we create a circle of light, weaving across the globe at this special harvest moon time. Your brothers and sisters, your family of light, coming together, opening to the divine. You can scan around this huge circle of light. There may be faces you recognize. You can smile at each one. And for those of you that have experienced loss recently, a loved one, whether a friend or a family member, or a loving pet, just bring them into your heart now as we hold this circle of light across the globe and have a moment of gratitude for the times that we've spent with those that are no longer with us. They're joining us in this circle tonight, joining us in love. Even if it isn't a recent loss, someone that's still there in your heart, never to be forgotten. Maybe there's more than one. Tonight they all join us. There is no limit to how far this circle can stretch and who can be invited to join in as this light expands more than ever before. Those that we love, that we care about, that we think about and worry about, you can invite them to be with us. joining in the circle of light. Under the moon at this most auspicious time. You can see them. You can sense them. You can feel them. You can know that they're there. It opens your heart more fully than ever before to share in the wonder of this time. No matter where you are right now, no matter what's been going on in your life recently, this is a moment of complete and absolute presence to this energy transmission, awakening your heart more fully to the new heart frequency, expanding in awareness as your heart not only touches the heart of each and every person present, your heart expands out into the animal kingdom. To every flower and every tree, every bird, every bee. To the oceans, to the sea. To the depths of the waters across this planet resonating with pure harmony, regardless of the pollution, contamination and darkness at this time, the frequency that we hold as we come together is that of pure light, imprinting the waters of this planet with such love and peace, that the ripple of that peace and love is felt across the globe. Water is such a great transmitter of this moon energy, and you're transmitting, imprinting, supporting this energy transmission, the water within your physical body, resonating with the waters of peace running across the land, the streams, the rivers, the waterfalls. Everywhere that it rains, let it rain in peace now. Every tear that is shed, allow that to be a tear of joy. See the waters cleansing, washing over the planet, bringing the release that's required to wash away the pain and suffering, to bring the freshness, to quench the thirst. To soften the hardness. To open the heart. Even those hearts that have been so pained with their crusted layer calcified around. See the waters washing over them like a shell in the deepest ocean. An ocean that will hold them no matter how long it takes for them to release that pain. These waters are patient. Inside every one of those shells, a beautiful pearl. You can see the shell open and the pearl in the moonlight, glistening, beauty, wisdom, power, so precious. So beautiful. You can take that pearl. You can hold it in the moonlight. You can look within. Within the reflection that you see. The shiny surface of that most beautiful treasure. Can see yourself. You can see yourself not just now, but you can see yourself from long, long ago. You can sense the pain that brought you into that crustacean, into that hardness, to feeling closed. Cut off, separate. It's a time to let go of all of that. And as you gently rub the surface of this pearl, so you see it grow, and you can see more deeply that which is reflected in it. So much to see. Whether you see it visually or you just know it intuitively in your heart, the reflection of this moon magic in this pearl is giving you all the awareness that you require right now. Deep awareness. Can see where there was a lack of love, where there was a lack of truth, where there was a lack of certainty. As you hold this pearl in the moonlight, so everything that's required to remedy those frequencies of the past, to upgrade them, bring them into supporting your new foundation. All of that information is being transmitted to you. Allow it. Receive it. Believe it. There's no greater time to manifest. The new you, the new world, on this great new planet, and this time now, as you glance back and allow the transmission of this powerful time to release all of the stuckness, all of the fear, all of the doubt and the confusion of before. So that there's no need to keep going back. As you reflect, deeply looking, seeing, feeling, sensing and knowing. There there are certain points in your life that you perceive as being moments in time that let you down, that somehow stopped you from having everything that you need. You can hold this pearl to represent each one of those moments, each one of those places, each one of those situations, each one of those moments in time. One by one or all at once. You can hold them in the light and watch them transform into something new, something brighter, lighter, something complete, something fulfilling. As you witness the past unwind, every reality is open to you. And yet so often as human beings we get attached to just a few. This multidimensional reality, there are no limits to what strands of energy you can weave together to create your reality. Threading the pearls together one by one, bring you the life of your dreams. So as you look at any of those ones that you dislike, so you change them in your mind's eye, transmitting them with the new heart frequency to bring them from the past into this new transcended reality. Taking them from the old paradigm, sparkling them up, bringing them into alignment with the new you of you. You can look deep into this pearl and you can find the most darkest place within you where you have held some attachment, held on to something from the past, which is keeping you anchored in the old paradigm. Under this beautiful moonlight, this shiny pearl of wisdom, you can see even the most darkest times transformed in your mind's eye, bringing you everything that you need right now to see things differently, to feel differently about that situation, whatever it may be, to have a new, clearer perspective, a greater awareness, to know in truth that it's just a fragmented part that can be re-imprinted with new memory. One that says, yes, that was me. That was then. And I polish that up, sparkle it with gratitude and forgiveness. Forgiving myself for all that I've done that I still regret, that I still can't quite let go of. Forgive myself for creating it that way, for not knowing any different, for not having had the awareness to have done it any other way. And instead of continually chastising myself, I'm now going to glow with wisdom and know in truth that that moment in time gave birth to the me who now shines. And so I'm grateful for that. Gather up all those dark places from however deep, from wherever you've scattered them, from however wide. Gather them all together like your harvest at this time. Now it's important to gather all those things that you've created. Not just those things that you're pleased about, but all of those things, because they're all relevant to the you of you. And those things of the darkness that you've gathered right now, you're going to place in a big pot to make a casserole. Like a stew. You can pull those carrots and those turnips and swedes, or however you perceive those worries and negativities and doubts to be. And you can wash them and chop them and pop them all in this pot. Because some of these things are the things that you forgot. And you may have looked back at the past and wanted to avoid some of these treasures, thinking them to be negative aspects, problems, bad things, and somehow becoming disassociated from them, but still being attached to them, and them still holding you in that old soil of the old world, deep in the psyche, in the emotional body, in this moonlight as your bubbling pot comes to the boil, highlights all of this stuff that's been produced from your mind. From that soil. You can stir it. You can taste it. You can season it. What will it take now to transform it? What other ingredients do you need? This full moon provide you with everything you require to make this the most delicious, the most nutritious, tasty treat, warming your heart and taking it to a whole new level. You can sprinkle in the gratitude that you lacked back then, the simplicity of self-forgiveness and compassion, not just for others, but for yourself. Put in some trust, to trust that all is exactly as it should be. What else? You decide. Let your guidance, your inner wisdom, help to design this most tasty dish. Let your mind bring forth to you now everything that you wish. Until you finally taste it, and it's exactly what you need to transport your taste buds. Plant some new seeds, to think about what's next in laying your foundation, to sustain yourself fully now with this new taste sensation. The taste of the gratitude, the taste of that love, the taste of the courage, the trust, that sense of being supported by the cosmos. Gather everyone round to taste this stew, to taste the flavour of the real you of you, the essence of that divine wisdom that's coming through, that's starting to flow and ignite that which is light and love within you. Gather everyone round. Bring them to the fire, to the pot that's bubbling. Let's see what transpires. Is there anything else that you need to add before you share this, your new dream, the reality of that which you hope for, of that which you'd like to see, of that that you're ready to ground into reality? Is it everything now that it needs to be? Is there something else that you need to add in order to resonate with it harmoniously? Bring it in. Sprinkle it. Stir it. It's your time to design the most tasty stew or soup or casserole that fulfills the heart of you, that enables you to feel so divinely aligned, so ripe and so ready. Allow yourself to unwind. Unwind a little more deeply than ever before. And look once more into that pearl to see if there's something more. The last element that you need to add at this time to transport you from the old to the new paradigm. That magic ingredient that will make that transition both graceful and easy. It's now coming to you. Allow it to be so. Be so clear. Open your heart to all that that you revere. The totality of existence, the everything everywhere. And know that you're ready to allow your heart's longing, dreams and desires to be shared. Gather everyone round. Call them to the fire. Let us all sit round in light and taste your heart's desire. This humble blessing at this sacred harvest moon time. Let's join together. Let's share in the divine. You have so much to offer. So much to give. The new foundation is stronger, giving you everything you need to be solid within yourself, in that which you believe, to know in the truth of all that you receive, to doubt less, to love more, and to allow yourself to grieve. To grieve for the loss of everything that's past. To grieve as you let go of everything that you believed was your identity, your life, that which made you who you are, who you were. You can allow yourself to feel sadness. You can allow yourself to shed a tear. The tears are washing over this world, helping to raise the consciousness of humanity as we let go of the past, as we grieve for that which we had created in the darkness, for those seeds that we sowed when our minds were tangled in knots separate from our heart space. We can grieve for what we were, for what we had, for how it made us feel. And as we let go of the grief, gently, gently, bit by bit, we're transported through into the new world, where we're able to receive. Receiving this new heart frequency more fully than ever before. You can open your heart now. You can receive it some more. This is a gateway moment. You are here at this time. You're receiving your own energetic upgrade, a higher frequency of awareness. Your highest intelligence, guiding you to open your heart and allow this new heart energy to open your mind, opening your mind to what it is that you're able to create when you're in your heart, a heart that's aligned to the heart of everything everywhere, one heart. This heart, this one heart, the heart of all, creates reality like nothing ever before, far greater, far more precious, far more wonderful, far wiser than ever, than we've ever seen. Receiving your activation into this gateway moment, enabling you to taste the new world, placing your feet on solid foundations, grounding you in physical reality, enabling you to manifest that which you want. That which you know will nurture you, fulfill you, bring you peace and prosperity. A prosperity and peace that you can share with everyone. At this gateway time, as you receive this activation, as you allow yourself to open up more than ever before. So you gather all beings everywhere around the fire of your heart under this most beautiful harvest moon. And there, to your delight, everyone receives that which you serve such gratitude. You're loved. You're supported. You're acknowledged. Here you are, letting your heart be known. It's your time. Let the moon guide you home. And so it is.